Saving money is a worthwhile goal, but by itself, it won't bring you economic abundance. The third key to mastering your finances is to increase your wealth, to grow it. To accomplish this, you must spend less than you earn, invest the difference, and then here's the secret. Reinvest your returns for compounded growth. Compounding puts your money to work for you by increasing exponentially. The pace at which you can achieve financial independence is in direct proportion to your willingness to reinvest, that is, not spend the profits of your past investments. No one wants to be a target, and very often people subconsciously sabotage themselves from doing well financially because they don't want to deal with the negativity associated to it. The fourth key to financial mastery is to protect your wealth. In today's litigious atmosphere, many people who are wealthy actually feel more insecure than when they had fewer assets, simply because they know that they now could be sued at any moment because they're a nice target, sometimes for completely frivolous reasons. The good news is there are legal avenues for protecting your assets as long as you're currently not involved in a lawsuit. Do you need to consider asset protection? If you aren't yet concerned with this issue, now is the time to start consulting the experts and modeling the masters, just as you would in any other important area of your life. And again, this is something we teach at our Master University, but you can pursue this with your own attorneys as well. Don't wait too long to start taking pleasure in economic abundance. The fifth key to financial mastery is to enjoy your wealth. Most people wait until they've accumulated a certain amount of money to start enjoying themselves. But unless you link pleasure to creating added value and earning money, you'll never keep it long term. So reward yourself occasionally with the jackpot of some surprise bonus. Also, consider the power of tithing. By giving away a portion of what you earn, you literally teach yourself that there is more than enough. True wealth is an emotion anyway. It's a feeling of absolute abundance. And in reality, money has no value unless we share its positive impact with the people we care about. And as we discover ways to contribute in proportion to our incomes, we tap into one of life's greatest joys.